would be coming in the future. Joining us right now is Lisa Tucker from Consumer Watchdog. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for being here. This is frustrating, and it was predictable, and here we are again. What do we do?
Well, you know, what we do is we immediately start phasing out oil drilling in the state of California, and we start with, no permits. We don't want to allow permitting for drilling in certainly in state waters anymore. And we still, you know, we still do that. We still allow that to happen, to go forward.
Why?
We have drilling in state waters.
Is there money that powerful in Sacramento?
Yes. I mean, the oil lobby is just, you know, an enormous, giant, biggest, lobbyist in Sacramento, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on lobbying and also on political campaigns. There's a long history of that. Governor Newsom refused their money when he was running for office, but Jerry Brown took almost $10 million from a wide array of oil and gas companies when he was running the state of California, and he protected oil production. So, the oil industry is very big and still big. You know, in Sacramento, it's hard to fight them.
But doesn't that water off our shore belong to the federal government?
Not up to 3 miles. The federal government, actually, where the oil spill right now is taking place, is in federal waters. It doesn't belong to California. We don't have control over it. But we have control over our own margin, which is about 3 nautical miles from, you know, our shore. And so we banned all new offshore oil drilling in state waters in 1969. And we reinforced that ban in 1994, passed the California Coastal Sanctuary Act, which said, prohibited the new leasing in state waters. But in the existing leases, business went on as usual. And it's got to stop going on as usual, because all of this stuff is just a ticking time bomb. These platforms, these other wells that affect us within our perimeters, you know, are old.
Yeah, I mean, they're real old. I came out here as a kid. I'm from the East Coast, and I remember seeing them off Santa Barbara's coast. And it's some of the mm-hmm. same rigs from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, they're ticking time bombs. That's what they are.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I know that I read that, and this is not just the kind of thing you can just clean up in a matter of a year or so. That we're talking decades long this stuff can hang around, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, I think we're a day late and a dollar short. You know, the state studied, had an independent study looking at how much it's going to cost taxpayers. And it's something like we should have about $9 billion put up in bonding by all these oil companies to cover what it's going to take to close all the wells in the state, okay, a fraction of which are the offshore wells. But we have about 70,000 wells right now in the state of California, half of them are active and producing, and the other half are so-called idle wells, they're not producing, and they're very likely some portion of them are very likely already leaking, and the oil industry doesn't want to put up the money, the requisite money, to have to close these wells. And unfortunately, state law limits the amount of money that they can be forced to put up, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. So, you know, by the time we have to close all the rest of the wells that are active and idle in the state of California, it's going to be us taxpayers that are footing, you know, the bill to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. And we need to do this. We need to be fiscally responsible, have them put up a lot more money in bonding, and we have to start, you know, really putting their feet to the fire and not issuing a bunch of permits for them to fix and patch and rework their offshore wells. That is, you know, not a solution. We need to be actually willing to close them and make them pay for that.
The irony is even when these guys successfully get it out of the ocean without polluting the ocean, they burn it, and then they kill us with climate change. And they, you know,
well, that's correct.
You know, I remember when PCPs were a problem, you know, and we had this hole in the ozone layer. And I remember thinking, worrying about skin cancer. And I had the scientist tell me, this is like 1990. And he said, no, don't worry about it. Worry about the phytoplankton. Half of the oxygen available to us as humans is produced by phytoplankton. That means every other breath literally comes from microscopic organisms in the ocean. So when we keep screwing the ocean, we're screwing us, because the ocean will get better in 100,000 years, but we'll be dead as rock.
Yeah, but it's not just the oceans, it's also on land. I mean, remember, if you want to talk about organisms, you know, more than 2 million Californians are living within a half a mile of a well. 7 million live within a mile, if you can believe that. And, you know, peer-reviewed studies have shown that, you know, even at a mile, it is risky to live in that area. It increases the risk of cancer, cardiovascular and pulmonary problems, neurological diseases, everything from preterm births to low birth weights and birth defects. So, and that's the front line right there. That's frontline communities that are, you know, mainly communities of color, low income, who live with this day to day. You know, we need to actually protect everybody, the wildlife, the habitat, the ocean, and also the human beings that are directly impacted by oil drilling. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, I think of that every time. Every time I'm driving down, you know, whatever, the 405 in L.A., you know, whatever it is, and I see these homes right on the highway, and these aren't the rich. These aren't even the middle class.
No. You know? No. I mean, no. And, yeah, they need to be protected. We need a 2,500-foot barrier between, you know, these communities and oil operations. We're one of the few major oil-producing states that has no barrier whatsoever. I mean, even parts of Texas have barriers. Colorado has a 2,000-foot setback, you know, and Governor Newsom actually asked his oil regulator and gave him a hard deadline, which was December 31st, 2020, to come up with a rule to set this kind of a barrier. And he just blew right through it, and Newsom hasn't done anything about it. And it's, you know, 278 days late and counting. That is not acceptable.
We're talking to Lisa Tucker from Consumer Watchdog. So what can people do to get the governor's attention in Sacramento? I mean, this is huge.
They need to call the governor's office. They need to write emails. They need to write all of their elected officials and say, you know, enough is enough. We don't want any more drilling at all in state waters. We want those wells shut down, and we want a barrier between human beings and the oil drilling operations they live too close to, because California, to really truly be a green leader, a true world leader, needs to put its money where its mouth is. We have to set an example for the rest of the world and for the rest of the United States. And that means we have to do two things: protect people living with this oil drilling, and protect our waters, you know, up to 3 miles off the coast. We have to end this kind of drilling.
Well, keep up, and thank you for all the good work. And please keep us in touch. Let us know what we can do along the way, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, be safe. Again, that is Lisa Tucker from Consumer Watchdog.